We open in prayer. Father, help us now as we meditate on your word. Speak to each of us through your Holy Spirit that we might understand, believe, and live in the light of your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Last week, our meditation focused on verses 1 and 2. In that meditation, I emphasized two points. So just by way of recap, first, all of God's Psalms, including Psalm 41, speak about our Lord and his work of our salvation. That's why God included the Psalms in his scriptures. They, as we read in John, bear witness, said Jesus, about me. Second, because the Psalms are about Jesus, they are also about you. You are baptized into Christ. When you were baptized, you entered Christ's holy body, just as surely as he entered yours. You and your Christ are now joined together by God. What therefore God has joined together, let not man separate. So as we move forward through Psalm 41, please keep in mind these two points. The Psalms speak about you because they speak first about Jesus. And secondly, your baptismal connection to Jesus can help with these words from Psalm 41. And tonight, our text, we tackle verse 3. The Lord sustains him on his sickbed. In his illness, you restore him to full health. Jesus is the one whom God the Father sustained on a sickbed. Now, to be sure, the gospel writers never recorded anything about Jesus suffering from cancer, feeling the effects of lung disease, catching a cold, or even striking his foot against a stone. As far as the gospels are concerned, our Lord was a picture of health right up to the moment of his arrest, always healing and never needing to be healed. The human body of Jesus was unblemished and uncorrupted by disease because Jesus had no sin of his own. Disease came into the world because of sin, and Jesus is personally sinless. Nonetheless, just because Jesus had no sin of his own, we should not think that he carried no sin at all in his body. In John 1:29, we're told, he is the Lamb of God who took upon himself the sin of the world. Sinless Jesus was made to be the sinner for our sake. God the Father laid on to his perfect Son every corrupt thing about us. Jesus held personally responsible for our guilt. He made himself to be the guilty one so that we could be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish. That is why the scriptures say God made him to be sin who knew no sin, that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Because Jesus took upon himself all our sin, he also took upon himself all the bodily effects of our sin, including our disease and ailments. You might have a bad hip. You can find comfort in knowing that Jesus bore the pain and hobbled for you in his passion. You might have bad lungs, knowing that Jesus suffocated on the cross can help you realize that you're not alone in your breathing problems. Isaiah declared and Peter echoed a promise from God concerning Jesus that shall yet be fulfilled in our bodies. With his wounds, we are healed. That is why David could pray in another place, and why we can also pray, even in pain, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit." David said in Psalm 41, "The Lord sustains him on his sickbed. In his illness, you restore him to full health." Those words describe God the Heavenly Father's personal attentiveness towards Jesus, who is God the fully embodied Son. You may have heard of the German artist Matthias Grunewald, who painted a very famous picture of our Lord's crucified body, not merely pierced with the nails and spear, but pockmarked and discolored with a disease called the plague. Grunewald wanted us to think of our Lord's cross as a sickbed, where Jesus suffered for us and for our salvation, bearing both our sin and its bodily consequences. The Lord sustains him on his sickbed. David's word "sustains" could also be translated as "upholds," a synonym. It's late night. God said through his prophet Isaiah, "Behold my servant whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights." Some ancient artists depicted God the Father present at the crucifixion of our Lord. And in those depictions, the Heavenly Father would sometimes be positioned above and behind our Lord's cross, arms outstretched towards Jesus, holding his Son's sacrificial body in place against the beam. Thus God the Father upheld and sustained the incarnate Son on his sickbed. "In his illness," said David, "you restore him to full health." Or stated another way, God raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. In the resurrection of our Lord, God the Father restored full health to his Son, setting him free from the weight of our sin and the burden of our disease. The resurrection of our Lord's flesh promises resurrection also to our flesh, because he made himself one of us. That's why Job confidently prayed, "After my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold." Because Psalm 41 is about Jesus, the same psalm is also about you, the baptized of Christ. David said, "For the purpose of your abiding faith and eternal hope, the Lord sustains him." That is, and I paraphrase verse 3, "The Lord sustains each of his chosen ones on each person's sickbed, in each Christian's illness, in your illness. The Lord restores you to full health." David starts with the powerful words, "The Lord sustains, upholds." Jesus of Nazareth is the hand and word of the Lord of hosts. In Psalm 118, "The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord exalts." Psalm 63, "Your right hand upholds me." Your Christ knows how to sustain with a word him who is weary, from Isaiah. At this moment, you may be a picture of health. If you are, you did not reach that temporary state through your own effort or strength. The God of Israel, he is the one who gives power and strength to his people. If anyone among us is sick, you did not get that way because of some accidental oversight in the heavenly realms, or because the Lord your God has forgotten you. If you are sick, it has been allowed by the attentive grace and overflowing mercy of your God, who gives power to the faint and increases strength. Even when we suffer in our bodies and struggle in our minds, Proverbs tells us Jesus is sweetness to the soul and health to the body. As your dear loved one died in the faith and departed this life, his or her illness was not his death or her disease, did not claim her life. The child is not dead, Mark tells us, said the Lord, but sleeping. Why? Because David's words in Psalm 41:3 are faithful and true. And I paraphrase, same as last week, I'll replace him with you. The Lord sustains you on your sickbed. In your illness, he restores you to full health. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.